Digging way back for a classic today, our story called The Hospital Window. There were two men, both seriously ill, who shared the same hospital room. One man got a bed next to the room's only window. The man was allowed to sit up in his bed for an hour each afternoon to help him drain fluids from his lungs. The other man had to spend all his time lying flat on his back. The two roommates quickly bonded and started talking for hours on end. They talked about their lives, their jobs, children, wives. One day, the man furthest from the window expressed how he envied the man near the window. From that day on, the man near the window started describing all the things he could see outside the window. The window overlooked a lovely park with a lake. Ducks played on the lake while children sailed their model boats. Young lovers walked arm in arm amidst flowers of every color, and a fine view of the city skyline could be seen in the distance. The man on the other bed began to live for those one-hour sessions where he could hear and visualize the world outside the hospital room. That 1 hour each day would broaden his world, and he'd be enlivened by all the activity and color of the world outside. One afternoon, the man by the window described a parade passing by. Although the other man could not hear the band, he could visualize it as the man described it vividly, looking out the window. Days and weeks passed. One morning, a nurse arrived to examine the condition of the two patients, and she found the lifeless body of the man by the window. The man had peacefully died in his sleep. The nurse sadly called the hospital attendants to take the body away. The other man grieved the death of his roommates, but as the days passed by, he started missing the way his roommate described the view out the window. In hopes of having a peek out that window and the beautiful world outside, the other man asked if he could be moved next to the window. The nurse happily made the switch. As soon as he was comfortable in his new bed, the man slowly and painfully propped himself up to try and take his first look at the world outside. The nurse delightfully watched as the man attempted to sit on the bed after weeks. But as he strained to slowly turn to look out the window beside him, he was stunned to see a blank wall outside the window. The now agitated man asked the nurse what could have made his roommate lie about the view outside the window. "There's nothing to see from here. Where are all the wonderful things he saw? He described everything so vividly. Is this new construction? Why did he give me such vivid details that don't exist?" he asked. The nurse shook her head and answered, "Perhaps he just wanted to encourage you and make you happy. You see, your roommate was totally blind." 1 Thessalonians 5:11. "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.